So the deal where they started to move the stroke rate up at about 800 meters left, was that, I mean, I assume they weren't expecting to be down by almost a length at 1,000 meters, but at the same time it looked like there might be a little bit of strategy associated with the fact that the stroke rate started to go up, you know, way before you would assume that a stroke rate would go up.
Yeah, it might not be, you know, as traditional of a race plan as you might see in other races, but this is a championship, and you have to, you know, it's you, your crewmates, your lane and your boat, and you got to go from point A to point B as fast as you can, and that was, seems to be the way we could rode the course the fastest.
Was that, so did you put a lot of that on Caitlin, just basically, you know, your call as to when to start turning it up?
Yeah, Caitlin and Will played an integral, you know, they were very integral in that race, and, you know, you saw the maturity of that group and these seniors, and you saw the race Martel. I mean, they just have it. They have something that's, you know, really an intangible. It's hard to put words to, and, you know, I think they were just, you know, they've developed it. They've been born with it. They're amazing, and they did a great job today.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your freshman crew coming up here.
Oh, we're excited to have them. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of hard practices with them, and they've pushed us. We've pushed them, and I think we've made each other faster. You know, we're all one big team at Washington, and they have some big shoes to fill. It's still a step up. Their times are really good, you know, on the course, but they're gonna have to step up, and the competition is just gonna rise again next year. So we'll see how it happens. It's gonna make it exciting.
Tell me about the class of 09. What has the class of 09 meant to this program?
I mean, I think it's hard to put to words what they've done for the program. Man. I'm really proud of them. I'm really proud. I think this we've learned a lot. You know, I think I've just said to someone else, I think when you're a coach, you think you're teaching student athletes what to do, and you realize in the end, these guys have taught me a lot about myself and coaching and rowing. And, you know, it's a really strong relationship we have now, and I'm going to miss them dearly, and can't say more about them.
Tell me about, you know, the team as a whole here.
You know, yeah, we just, I think it speaks for itself. We have people working hard in all seats. We have people working hard from the fourth varsity to the first, you know, and, you know, it's just the Washington work ethic, and I think we're really excited to have all these guys back next year or returning. I think they see what it takes to win, and, yeah, I couldn't be more proud of the whole thing. I couldn't be more proud of, you know, Luke McGee. I mean, people are going to say, oh, you just have really talented guys in your boat, but he did an amazing job coaching, recruiting. He's worked his, you know, he's worked his butt off. You know, he deserves a lot of credit for where he, you know, where they ended up this year, and it's had a huge impact on the Washington rowing program. And Wyatt Allen, you know, we kind of kid around saying he's the guru, but you know, he's such an inspiration to our guys. An Olympic gold medalist, Olympic bronze medalist in your boathouse. He's personable. He's someone you can approach. He can tell you stories of hard times, good times, racing, and he's meant a lot. And then you have Ben. You know, he's just down there with a 3V and 4V, grinding it out, making everyone better. And you know, he did a great job this year, and just really proud of everyone who's contributed to the whole thing.
Sorry, I do have one more question, and that is, what do you want to say to the Husky crew family?
Well, I hope you're proud. I would say that I think a lot goes out to Bob Ernst. You know, I think he's done an amazing job in directing this crew, and he's given me an amazing opportunity, and I'm really thankful for that. And he's been a great teacher to me, a great mentor, and I think to all of us on the men's staff. And it was really fun to have him down here this weekend. Secondly, there's an immense appreciation that we have for the Husky crew family as alumni and friends. We can't do this alone. It's, yeah, men's rowing depends on support, you know, all kinds of support, with a website to buying boats, to telling kids. Like Stan Pocock came down to the boathouse last week, and he told us it wasn't about the boat, and it was about the guys in the boat and their heart, and that certainly came through today. And you know, those things are, I mean, how could you say anything more about the Husky crew family? And I hope everyone takes some credit in the victories today.